Well, you know, that's what we have training camp for, to kind of learn and kind of with some new guys here to kind of find out what certain guys can do. But we have a system here that we've been using for a year now. We're going into our second year. So we're going to build off of what we built last year and continue to grow and kind of find out what some of the new guys can do.
How much better, how much more confident is Kyle Lord running this offense?
Well, you know, being in it for a year, it's a lot easier. You know, he's not learning something new every day. He's coming in and he's doing the things for the second time in training camp and going through it. He's had a year of snaps under his belt, so he's a lot more comfortable. Just the procedure at the line of scrimmage, eliminating the pre-snap errors that he might have made last year, and he's working to get better every day.
Given the rookies on the O-line, Clady not being there, do you alter, you know, maybe his drops? Do you make things shorter? Do you make things quicker?
No, we've got confidence in the guys who are playing up front. That's why we brought some new guys in this year and drafted a couple guys. But Kyle's, we're going to go out. We have a system here that's built, and when times come in certain games when you struggle up front, we will adjust accordingly. But right now, hey, we're installing our offense and building off that. We've got a lot of confidence in the guys up front.
You look forward to having the big hog, Lindell White. I mean, you got those short yardage situations that you struggled with last year. You got a big hoss like that.
Yeah, he's a good addition to our football team, and he's going to work extremely hard to learn the system as quickly as possible, and he'll take it one day at a time.
Can you tell me about the tight end battle that's kind of going on behind Daniel Breer?
Well, you know, it's like all positions on our football team right now. Everyone's fighting for a roster spot. There's only 53 spots on the team, and they all come in and work extremely hard. And Daniel's a great guy to learn from. He comes in here. He's one of the first guys in the weight room in the offseason every morning. During the season, he's one of the first guys in here. So they're all learning from a great leader and a guy who's really willing to help them.
Who would you say is looking the best behind Daniel Breer?
Well, right now, you know, they all have their pluses and minuses right now. It's training camp. You know, they'll have their good days and their bad days, but they're all fighting for their spot right now and just working hard to get better every day.
What do you think of those two rookie receivers?
They've done a nice job, but, you know, all rookies are rookies. And they're going to make some mistakes here and there just because they're new in the system. But they're working extremely hard. They're both talented kids that are here, and they're doing everything they can to learn our system as quickly as possible and taking it one day at a time. And trying to, you know, the quarterbacks are trying to learn a little bit about them each day and do as much work with them as they can individually.
Do you expect a bounce back year from Eddie Royal sliding over to the slot? I mean, with Marshall gone and things like that.
Well, you know, Eddie did what we asked him to do last year, and that's what you got to do. You got to do your job, and. You know, he's like everybody else, just trying to get better. Trying to get better with Kyle and other quarterbacks and timing, every little route detail, releases, and they're all working extremely hard so that we're all working together.
Matthew Willis had a pretty good camp. What do you see out of him that sets him apart this year?
Well, you know, it's another year in the system. He's been here for a year and he knows what to do, and he feels very comfortable, and he's made a lot of good big plays for us.
Coach, how difficult with the injuries, you know, during preseason, guys just have to get plugged in and you just move on with the system and the way that's the way it is.
That's all part of our job. You know, there's going to be injuries at some time during the year. And the good thing about training camp, you have a few more bodies. So it's good for some younger players to step in and get some reps that they may not have got as many if it wasn't for an injury here or there. So they're going to we're going to do whatever we can with the guys we've got. And, you know, no one's going to feel sorry for us on Sundays when they play. Whoever's got to play has got to step in and do their job. All 11 guys in the field at the same time, doesn't matter who it is. We're not going to make any excuses, and we're just going to go ahead one day at a time and play with who we got.
And really, is there a comfort level for the guys that are back, you know, that have been through the system?
Oh, definitely.
And it's definitely going to happen, isn't it?
Definitely.
Have you noticed that, too?
Well, the longer, regardless of what position you're at, the longer you're in a system, the more comfortable you're with. And then, you know, working together with guys playing next to the same guys, the communication, you know, it spits out of your mouth a lot quicker, making calls, and it's a lot easier to play the game when you can just go out and play and not have to think so much.